Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Should have brought a scarf. Huh. What's the church doing out here? Hello? Is the priest home? Anybody here? It's not rude to go into a church, right? They're there for people to just go in, like the movies. Okay, this is the first building you've come across here. Maybe go a bit further ways down, and if there's nothing more for a while, then come back and maybe peek in. Come on! Come on.
Perry, I can't get back behind the wheel unless I sleep.
But there's no hotels around here.
Yeah, you're right, which is why you're driving.
I can't drive.
You have a learner's permit.
Which means I can only drive with a licensed driver 25 years or older. Last I checked, you're not 25.
And last I checked, it was dangerous for someone to drive with barely any sleep.
Nope.
Do you really want to stay in a parking lot while I nap with Barry the Trucker staring at you from his snot-encrusted cab?
I thought that was cheese.
How does that make it any better? Look, I'm about to keel over, and I don't think we should stay much longer at this gas station. You're the one who's been sleeping the whole time. Will you please, for the love of—
Fine!
What?
I said fine. Are you happy now?
Harriet, I didn't—
I'll drive the stupid car to the stupid tourist trap and we'll see stupid things and go to stupid restaurants and I can embarrass myself because I only know stupid English.
I'm sorry.
But I want one of those stupid palm tree keychains if I'm gonna do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, sis.
Welcome. Pretty plain church. Not like the one Heidi went to. Hello? I didn't mean to bother you. If you're here. There was a sound and I got scared and this was the only place to hide. If you don't mind, which I hope you don't, and if you do, then I'll go, I guess. I guess there's no one here. Well, I suppose some people would say there's always someone here. Not me, though. Not that I think nobody's here 100%, just that, I don't know, I'm not sure. I don't mean any disrespect, of course. I have a hazy memory of church as a child. Neither of my parents were the church-going types. I don't know why. It's never come up. I'll have to ask when I see them. If I see them, I mean, maybe we're Jewish or Buddhist. I don't know. More likely than not, we're nothing. Nothing but heathens. I didn't know that word when I was a kid. Heathen. But that's what I felt like the one time I went to a church. I went for my friend Heidi's first communion. The place was really beautiful. The stained glass windows casting rainbows on the white dresses, their veils a cascade of color. It was all so grand. Like seeing a picturesque mountain from far away, knowing you'd never climb it, but enjoying the view. Except for the statue. The Jesus they had on the, what was it called? A crucifix. He looked twisted. I remember his agonizing eyes boring down on me, begging me to do something. Why wasn't I doing anything? I'm not like them. I felt like screaming. I don't follow you. I don't know what to do. Apparently he was supposed to be left there, left to suffer for them. The incense made me cough. It was hot and stuffy. My dress was itchy. It took forever to get to the part where Heidi got her little piece of bread. We got her a necklace as a gift. Rosary. I stumbled over the word, and Heidi's grandmother was appalled that this was the first time I'd been to church. The old woman offered to take me sometime. She whispered the offer in my ear while my parents were busy with Heidi's parents. Like a secret conspiracy to save my soul or something. She had on some foul perfume, so I said, "No, thank you. Trust your nose, you know?" I wonder what happened to her. Heidi, I mean, not her grandmother. That old crustacean is probably in the ground by now. This place isn't like that. It's warm, but not stifling. I don't think it's Sunday, considering this place is empty. The door wasn't locked, though. I didn't question it, but it's weird. Who just leaves buildings unlocked? And yet I feel safe here and peaceful. Maybe it's the years of conditioning from the media. You rarely see some character walk into a temple or a mosque to sit and talk to their god. Well, you're not my god, and yet here I am. I'm not sure if I believe in you. Can you hear me? How does it feel to have an uncertain existence? I guess you wouldn't care if you're not real, but it must be hurtful if you do exist. To have people say that you don't. To have people hate you. To have people love you for the wrong reasons. You're easy to talk to. Like Mo, my candle. I think it's because I never know what people want out of a conversation, but with you, I don't even know if my conversation partner exists at all, so I can't really say the wrong thing, can I? I don't run the risk of misunderstanding or being misunderstood. I can just talk. I don't know if I feel comfortable just calling you God, though. It makes it sound like I fully 100% believe in you, that I've thrown in my lot with the types that built this place. Mr. God. Can I call you that? Feels like the appropriate amount of distance. People must ask you all sorts of questions. You're very quiet, so I suppose the question reveals more about the one who asks than any answer you could give. Is Mr. God too masculine? Though I suppose this church refers to you as he with a capital H. Wait, let me check. Yep, the hymns here refer to you as he, so given the current context, Mr. God is appropriate. See? I didn't even need you to get the answer I was looking for. Maybe that's the point of asking you things. It sets a concrete idea that our brains can then process to answer ourselves. Good gracious, I'm probably spouting all sorts of heresy right now. Good thing it's just you and me in here, right? I think I like you, Mr. God. I like the version of you I believe you'd be if I believed in you beyond a reasonable doubt. Too bad I can't take you with me. I think you're only here, inside these walls, amidst the pews, at the altar, in the sad eyes of that Jesus over there. I feel like you'd be really helpful with this whole thing. Road trips are supposed to be better with a partner, and I'm not exactly on a road trip, but I feel like I'd have that vibe if you came with me. But if you left, you wouldn't be here for the real churchgoers, and since you're definitely real to them, you should stay here. I'm sorry. I brought uncertainty into your home, and homes are safe because they feel certain, and I realize I've violated that. So, I apologize, and thank you for being so understanding. I used to have a partner. Sort of. I mean, I used to live with my brother. Even talking to you, he's hard to talk about. He disappeared. He left one morning for work and didn't come back. Our parents had already moved out by that point, someplace sunnier and drier. Made a big difference for my dad's breathing. So it was just Ace and me, and then it was just me. His full name's Horace, but he hated it, so he went by Ace. I always thought he should be a pilot with a name like that. He took more to the sea than the air, though. I think it's nice to talk to you about him. Well, it's hard, and it makes me think of things I'd rather forget about, but I think it's nice. I never went looking for him. I was so scared and worried, but I was afraid that if I left, whatever swallowed him up would get me too. He could be at the bottom of the ocean being eaten by fishes, and I didn't look for him. Our parents said not to worry. He was an adventurous type. How did they know that? He'd never been out of town except for a trip in middle school and then that stupid road trip. Maybe he was the type but never told me. But that still doesn't explain why he never came back. He's my big brother and he was supposed to come back. And I'm his little sister and I'm his little sister, and I never went looking for him. This is the part where you're supposed to say something if you're 100% real. But since I don't think you are, you're quiet. I think I'm supposed to look for him, aren't I? I don't think that's why this is happening, but I think it's one of the things I can do while it's happening, if that makes sense. But what if I look for him and I can't find him? What if I look for him and I do? Do you mind if I take something with me? I passed a stack of extra hymnals in back when I came in. I saw the music. I was hoping I could, I don't know, have one? A memento from my friend Mr. God. Oh, a friend might be too strong. I understand we only just met. Properly met. I mean, as you know, I've heard about you for years. But I still feel like we're friends now. I told you things I haven't told anyone else, so you've got some of my secrets, and I hold the secret of your uncertain existence. So, I think that qualifies as friendship, in a way. Anyways, I should thank you for helping me, even though you didn't mean to. Oh, I think I'm supposed to make a sign? Or is that only for Catholics? Is this a Catholic church? I don't know, but I can tell the light's getting darker, so I should probably leave. Hopefully you don't mind. Or the people that believe you're 100% real don't mind. Okay, deep breath. Open the door, run down the steps, run home, unlock the door, get in, close the door, and lock it. Ready. Did you notice the light changing, Mo?
Never seen it happen so fast. We must be north, or south.
Wherever they have short days and long nights and whatever season we're in. Gonna have to be more careful about that next time. I'm just happy that guy didn't catch up, or girl, or person, or thing, or... Mo, I'm so tired of being scared. But I'm gonna have to do things that scare me even more, and I think I'm gonna become someone I can't recognize, but I'll be looking for someone I may not recognize either. How are two people supposed to find each other when they're no different than strangers on the street? I know he's my brother, but I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna rest, and I'm going to figure out the next step tomorrow. The me right now can't do this. Maybe the me tomorrow can. Good night, Mo.
The Far Meridian, created and written by Eli Barraza, directed and produced by Misha Stanton, performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Noah Gildermaster as Ace, and Julian Mundy as the German. Music by The Album Leaf. For more information and links to support the show, go to thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.